This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Payne and Pendergast with you. So there are, what a country, there are spreads on all 17 Texan games right now. It's May 21st. And if you'd like, sir or ma'am, you may bet on any of the Texans' 17 regular season games right now. Spreads and totals on all of them. Now, I'm not going to go through all of them, but I do have three that I would bet on right now. And I may bet on these right now. I'll tell you what they are in a second. But just a few little factoids here. The Texans, and I think this is kind of symbolic and emblematic of the schedule that they're playing here, where you look up and down the schedule and you go, man, even like the bad teams on their schedule, looks like there could be some dogfights. The Patriots, maybe not so much, but like the Titan games will be, you know, that's a division game, you know, and the Titans did some things this offseason. Those are not going to be, you know, those, I would suspect not, I wouldn't bet on them being blowouts necessarily. I think the Texans should win both games, but like Minnesota, a lot of pieces on Minnesota. That's one of the worst teams the Texans play is the Minnesota Vikings, and yet they've got pieces on defense. They've got Justin Jefferson, we think, on offense, you know, like
they've got John Grenard.
They just got John Grenard. And I say that to say the biggest spread of the season is the home Titans game in week 12, and it's only a 6-point spread. The Texans are favored by 6. So they're not more than a 6-point favorite in any game this year. Their biggest underdog spread, not a surprise. The Saturday game on a short week, right before the Baltimore game, that Kansas City game on December the 21st, the Texans are 4.5-point underdogs. Not a major underdog in that game.
Yeah. They, you know, the biggest one, the biggest thing that jumps to my mind in that game is Chris Jones, the defensive tackle for the Chiefs, more so than Pat Mahomes. Because, look, I guess last year you saw the fallibility, perhaps, of the regular season Chiefs. That, man, they really, like every single year now, as they'll have to, they have to figure out a way to fill this roster in around the quarterback who's been paid. And Travis Kelce was not the same guy in the regular season that he was in the playoffs. Rashee Rice this year might, who knows how many games he'll play for the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
But the Texans still have a lot of question marks for their interior deep offensive line. And they've actually, like, they've had some surprisingly good games against Chris Jones, but I'm not going to sit here and act like in the fourth quarter, This is the problem about having a good game against Chris Jones. Sometimes Chris Jones doesn't really genuinely show up until clutch time in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's where he earns his money.
Yes.
So if it's a game that you're losing or what have you, it's not necessarily that big a deal that you had three good quarters against Chris Jones. Figuring out center and left guard is the biggest thing for me right there. If you want to be competitive against the Chiefs, look, I think that you make some improvements defensively, do better against the Chiefs in the regular season. Yes, great. But you got to figure out that interior offensive line.
No doubt. No doubt. So that's the biggest underdog the Texans are this season is a 4.5-point number. I mean, remember two seasons ago? Remember the Culley season where they were double-digit underdogs in almost every single game?
Yeah,
during the year, obviously.
In the regular, a lot of these, obviously,
this will all change as the
season goes along. But on paper, this is what happens when you quote unquote win the offseason.
Yeah.
On paper, you look awesome. And that's where, now I'm really starting to get to the point where I'm starting to get nervous about looking so good on paper.
Yeah.
Because, man, so many teams that win the offseason get their comeuppance.
It hits me that way, too, sometimes, yeah. Man.
And
yes.
DeMeco and Caserio both know that very well. They're going to start – they in their coaching and GM minds, they're going to really start worrying about guys reading their press clippings a little too much and starting to feel like they've accomplished something before they actually have. And you got to try to manage that without being – negative about it or dismal about it. You got to manage guys perhaps getting a little too far in front of themselves.
Or without being phony about it. Like if all of a sudden DeMeco is this different personality this year because he's looking at the season through a different lens, guys are smart. They'll pick up on that. So you still need to be yourself. Texans are favored, obviously not by a ton, but favored in 7 of their first 8 games. So that matches up with the things that have been said about the Texans' schedule, which is it is set up for them to maybe get off to a fast start. Gets harder as the season goes on. So they're favored in 7 of their first 8, favored in 11 of their 17 games overall. So of the final 9 games, they're only favored in 4 of them. But obviously they're all within a touchdown here, as we've pointed out. Now these, Seth, are the 3 games I would bet on right now, and you tell me if I'm crazy. I'll give reasons for it. Week 2. The Texans are only a 3-point favorite against the Chicago Bears on Sunday Night Football. Mm-hmm. But keep in mind, this is a Bears team that has not been good the last couple of years. They did draft Caleb Williams, but Caleb Williams will be playing in his first road game in his NFL career. I think the stadium that night is going to be electric. I think the atmosphere is going to be phenomenal. That's the home opener for the Texans. And 3 is basically you just need to win the game. Like I know you can win by 1 or 2. If it gets up to 3.5, then I'll start to, I may back off of it a little bit. But 3, I'm thinking at worst I'm pushing on this thing. I just love the situation that the Texans are in right there. I don't think there's a bad situation for them coming off of week 1. If they lose to Indy, then I think they're going to be super incentivized to win that game because they don't want to start out 0-2. I think if they beat Indy, they go into that game with a ton of 1-0 momentum in that game.
So
I don't care about week 1 and how that impacts things. I think... I love the Texans -3 against the Bears.
The Chicago has a lot to look at on paper right now that looks good, but it's a bigger leap of logic for whether or not it's going to work out. I almost feel like CJ Stroud's success in his rookie season his skewed perception about how easy or hard it might be to take a young quarterback and get productivity out of him. Just because, they've got 3 really good wide receiving options for him. They stocked up the offensive backfield. Like, they've done some really good things, but they were abysmal in a lot of ways last year. So to just assume that because they've made these improvements that all of a sudden they're going to be... I mean, that's in Chicago?
No, it's here. Sunday Night
Football.
That's here.
Okay, that's right, that's right. But I would feel good about that right now.
Yeah, I like that one. Week 6, this is my second best bet. Texans -4.5 at New England. New England is going to be a really bad football team this year. I know they were good defensively last year. Bill Belichick was also the head coach last year, I'll point out. He was the head coach. That is one of those teams where it's still hard for me to wrap my brain around the fact that they've got a first-year head coach. We don't really know anything about Gerard Mayo yet. I just think the Texans are just way too talented for the New England Patriots. I think they're going to struggle big time offensively this year, the Patriots are, regardless of who is at quarterback. New England's not an atmosphere and a noon Sunday kick without Tom Brady and without Bill Belichick that scares me. It's 6 weeks into the season. I haven't looked at New England's schedule, but my guess is they'll be something like 1-4 at that point. So I'm getting the Texans for under a touchdown against a team that could be picking first in the draft this coming season on a noon Sunday kick. And it's not even cold weather. It's October the 13th. Give me the Texans minus 4.5 right there in New England.
Which quarterback do you think we see?
I would guess...
Week six.
Week six.
Jacoby Brissett is that classic bridge quarterback that might be too good to, I think sometimes you think like, yeah, we'll have the bridge quarterback and then we'll slide in the first rounder. But then all of a sudden the bridge quarterback has you playing .500 football or something.
I'll just put it this way. Neither of those guys scares me off of minus 4.5 in this game. Brissett.
I have knee-jerk fear of Jacoby Brissett.
That's fine.
His success versus the Texans.
Understood.
I've gotten too cocky against Jacoby Brissett far too many times in the past, Sean. I'm not going to fall into that trap again.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Last one. So I've got Texans minus 3 against Chicago. I love that. I love Texans minus 4.5 at New England. I like Texans plus 3 at the Jets on Halloween night. I like that game a lot. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to be playing in that game, for one thing. I know last year they lost to Zach Wilson badly in New York.
Yeah.
That does factor into my handicap. I think whatever D'Amico has in his coaching, the chapter in his coaching manual of revenge games, he will be pouring out in this game in New York. Remember when we came here last year? I don't think the Texans are going to come in, off guard. They're coming off of a home game against the Colts that week, so they'll be coming off a tough division game. I just think they're going to come in ultra focused. They're getting 3 points there. I think it's, at worst case, it's a close game, and the 3 points ends up getting me a win or a push right there. But I really like that game on the strength of the possibility there that Aaron Rodgers is injured by the middle of the season, and or the Texans, the revenge factor in that game against the Jets. So those are my three. Chicago game minus 3, minus 4.5 at New England, plus 3 at the Jets. All the spreads are out on the games. All right, the 8-8, let's get into the Astros. We got last night's game we need to get into, bad. We've got Abreu news that we need to get into, not great. We've got Texans OTAs. We got a whole lot more. We do it in the Ocho, the 8-8, coming up next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.